If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Disgraced actor Armie Hammer is reportedly claiming his ex-wife is torturing him by bringing up his sordid past on a new TV show and handicapping his attempts to revive his critically wounded career, RadarOnline.com has learned. The Social Network star's ex-wife, Elizabeth Chambers, is hosting the new Hulu docuseries Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, which is filmed on the Caribbean island the couple once called their second home. Grand Cayman is also where their marriage exploded in 2020 after the 37-year-old actor's alleged violent sexual fantasies were revealed by multiple former lovers. He was also accused of rape, which he denies. Chambers, 41, teased in the promo for the upcoming series, "I went through a very public divorce that was riddled with scandal." The actress previously blasted her ex-husband as the worst, grousing he abandoned her and their two young children by moving back to Los Angeles while the family was in quarantine on Grand Cayman during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a sensational report, a close pal revealed Hammer is livid about Chambers dredging up his past on the new show. Armie has admitted his mistakes and said he acted like a selfish A, the friend told the National Enquirer. Elizabeth told him she had forgiven him, and they share legal custody of the kids, the pal continued. But now it feels to him like she's using his indiscretions to make a buck and further her career while his is in the gutter. RadarOnline.com has reached out to reps for Hammer and Chambers for comment. As this outlet reported, Hammer was eager to finalize his divorce from Chambers after putting his legal woes behind him. In May, the Los Angeles County District Attorney announced that the actor would not face sexual assault charges following allegations from his accuser, Effie. Effie reported Hammer to police in 2021 and alleged that he was sexually and physically abusive to her throughout the course of their on-again, off-again relationship, including claiming that he raped her in 2017. Chambers filed for divorce from Hammer in 2020 after 10 years of marriage. But his legal trouble stalled their divorce proceedings. After he learned his fate in LA County, the couple moved forward with their divorce and reached a settlement in July. According to court documents, Hammer agreed to pay Chambers $1,500 a month in child support, because he does not have the income to pay more. The former couple additionally agreed to submit financial statements every 6 months, allowing either party the right to reassess the child support amount. Spousal support was waived for both parties.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.